Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
What's up, you guys? Welcome to Fightful. Sean Ross Sapp here. It is May 29th, 2024, and I've said this on a few shows. Business was kind of slow the first 3 or 4 weeks of the month for just Fightful in general. Denise and I have talked about this. Not the last week. No, King of the Ring, Double or Nothing, Wild Raw, and even Wilder NXT. My God, listen. There's this spot that they went off the air right before Mystico kissed Claudio. If you can believe that, they missed it. Damn it!
Oh my god! They American feed. That's why we need NordVPN.com. So you can watch all the international feeds, and on the international feeds, we saw Mystico lift up the mask just enough to not reveal his face, and then just his lips. And then planted one on Claudio. Did he do it upside down like Spider-Man and Kristen Dunst?
Yes, that's what happened. That is exactly what happened. There's a lot of questions coming right to us. I'm going to get these plugs out of the way. Leave a thumbs up, subscribe, tap the bell for notifications. We are live on X, Twitter, Twitch, YouTube. You can get your questions or statements in with Super Chats and Humper Chats. Super Chats here at youtube.com/Fightful, where we have interviews, reviews every single night, new shows. I've got some cool new videos from the studio coming as well. I got Killer Kelly interview dropping on Friday. I'm talking to Evan from Dark Side of the Ring and Who Killed WCW. I'm talking to Santana of TNA soon. We got all that stuff. You can also go to humperchats.com. That's HUMPER chats.com. FightfulSelect.com. You're going to hear a lot of plugs about the best $5 in the business here tonight. But if you're here, again, leave a thumbs up. Leave us a nice review on audio platforms. Alex, what's your favorite emoji?
Oh, probably the thinking one.
I like that thinking one. Emoji?
Yeah, I like that one a little bit.
Bump that. Banana emojis all in the chat right now. Cool. I want your favorite fruits in the chat right now and in the comment section. I want to see that delicious, soothing potassium in the chat. What is this? What is this?
It's the thinking. It's the thinking emoji.
Insane. Guys, thank you all so much for being here. We greatly appreciate it as always. We had a stacked day on FightfulSelect.com. Really 24 hours between Ethan Page, Jordan Grace, a couple of people that you guys know that I know pretty well. I've done an awful lot of interviews with the two of them. We had a bunch of news about how those stories came together. WWE confirmed to us that Ethan Page is signed. Then he did a video claiming he wasn't. I don't get it. I don't understand it. He's there. He's signed. We also had NXT news and an awful lot on MJF, who wasn't really on this show much, or really at all. We're going to talk about that right out of the gate. Big thank you to our moderator, Luis, who's going to collect all of your super chats. So MJF not on this show, which, one of the times we saw him in LA after a big moment, He cut that promo. I could see, could have seen that happening, but there was an article that aggregated one of my Q&A questions that got a little bit of buzz. In fact, Jose, the assistant, hit me up and said, "What are you talking about, man?" Because I said that I heard that Roosh was in store for a pretty big match imminently. It's against MJF. They had him immediately call it MJF. I heard it and I didn't believe it. But here we are, by God. What do you think about Roosh and MJF?
I'll reserve judgment until I see what they do with it. Because
this is Alex Palowski, by the way. I didn't introduce him.
That's fine.
I ran him for 4 minutes.
Nah, that's good. I love Roosh, and I was a big proponent of him getting a major push like all of 2023. I thought he did a great job in the C2. He got hurt in the C2. He was away for a while. He's come back recently, and he's squashing dudes. And it's a big spot for him, but obviously he's not getting put over MJF and MJF's first match back. So, like, after the presumed loss to MJF, what does that do for Roosh? Where does he go after that? I think the match is going to be great. But here's the deal. Other deal is, like, Roosh is incapable of not wrestling heel. He's just going to throw Max into the barricades over and over again. And the promo that Max cut on Sunday didn't, like, basically was him being like, okay, all that friendship and babyface stuff, that's crap. I'm not doing that anymore. So I don't know what are we getting out of Max being bullied all over the place by El Toro Blanco. How does that affect Max, his presentation, all that stuff? We'll have to see. I think the match is going to be a lot of fun, but what comes out of it is where I'm a little iffy.
Yep, Ricardo says you get the horns. Yeah. He did say you mess with the bull, you get the horns. Tom LaValle says, SGS represent, what a show. So, FightfulSelect.com, best $5 in the business. I was dropping scoops in the Discord tonight as well. But one of the parts of the story that I dropped today on MJF, there were a lot of people that were like, well, why do the Adam Cole thing like that? Well, it's because Adam Cole ain't nowhere near ready to come back, and it doesn't seem like they want to revisit that. I can't say that he won't have any matches against anybody there, but it's anybody in Undisputed Kingdom, rather. Sorry, I got an interesting text message, in which Alex knows what it's about, so he can giggle and smile a little bit right now, but it was them putting a bow on it because he's not going to be ready anytime soon. And they wanted to explain it. They wanted to wrap it up, at least for now. They'll eventually have it. But for them to sit there and say, to hell with this mask, everything it stood for, I'm leaving all that stuff behind.
Right.
And then immediately like start wrestling Matt Taven would seem kind of unusual.
Right. Yeah. It is the second person who feels like they should have an immediate grudge against the Undisputed Kingdom and putting it behind them immediately. Jay White came out the first time they were all together on Dynamite and said, I didn't forget how you guys took me out as part of your little ruse to frame Max. And then he immediately did forget about it and went on and made the Bang Bang Scissor Gang and never did anything about it. And Max should have a lot of grudges against all of those people, but he has none, and he's put it behind him and moved on, which I don't fault him for, or them for wanting to move on from it. But the problem is now the Undisputed Kingdom looks even worse, because if nobody even wants to get revenge on you for doing all of that stuff, then you feel like a complete afterthought. And that's not great, because I think Roddy's been doing some really great work in ring. And they could do something, but without Adam Cole there as the anchor on top. Well, I guess the anchors are usually on the bottom. But anyway, yes, the thing to lead it doesn't quite work.
What I would like is to see him do it in passing. Like, I would like to see him cost Undisputed Kingdom the tag team titles.
Sure, yeah.
And, and then you can do a match with Roderick Strong, and that be it. Like, he beats Roderick Strong. And hopefully by then Wardlow has splintered off. The way that I called Wardlow's interference the other day. It's like when you go out to a public function and then leave immediately, you're like, yeah. You guys saw me. I was here. I did what I was supposed to. I made my public appearance.
Yes.
He is like, well, guess I got caught. See you guys later. I think that there are ways to do it without it overwhelming and wrapping it up. LaRon Ford says, what happened to Saraya and Raya May? And CM says the same thing. From what I understood, it was not supposed to, I think, like, maybe, I don't know. I don't want to even speculate on what went out, but it wasn't supposed to be announced in that capacity. And they were already planning on moving it to next week. There was some back and forth today. They considered moving it to Rampage, and ultimately they decided to end or move it to next week because Mercedes match was planned for this all the way along. I can't speak to Saraya's tweet about wanting to speak her mind or anything like that. Like, I can't speak to that, but yeah, it was. I just don't think it was supposed to go out yet. And I know that Tony Khan hates to false advertise, but this is also one where people care a lot more once it's not delivered on than they would have if it was delivered on. You know how, like, when a wrestler that nobody talks about just goes missing for 6 months, and then all of a sudden you get a million chats about it. Well, where were you 6 months ago? You know,
right?
This is how I see this. They'll have the match next week. I think it'll be fine. Parker says, I see MJF as the perfect anti-hero. Yeah, I don't want him to do any of the... I want him to change so much of what we saw before. And I love that he has a different look, even if it's the Triple H look. I even thought that, like, along the way, he should have changed, like, the color of his scarf or whatever it was. Like, just something to be different. But, yeah. What do you think?
I'm very intrigued to see what we're doing with MJF going forward, because I think that you have a really great opportunity for him to just get cheered without having to do all of the shtick begging to be cheered. Like, it's a joke, I know, but, like, when he comes out and says no more kangaroo kicks, like, I'm a proponent of this, because before, all the stuff he was doing, babyface stuff, was parody on purpose, and it was getting reactions from the crowd. Just go out there, and if they're going to cheer you, let them cheer you. If they're going to boo you, let them boo you, and do what you're going to do. And I think it could really, really work.
Reminder, guys, get in your super chats, get in your humper chats. We had the Eliminator match, Swerve Strickland defeating Killswitch. We will talk about the Mercedes segment a little bit later on. So I really, really liked this match in general, and they made Killswitch look as strong as humanly possible. First off, Swerve sold the hell, got up for that choke slam, but he does the house call, he does the Swerve stomp, and then he kicks out. And Prince Nana's reaction was just phenomenal for this. Like, really, really great. Swerve ends up doing the stomp again and cutting the fake hair, which, you know, it's there, whatever. But the match before we get to the post-match, how'd you feel about this? Because this also felt like putting a bow on the Christian Killswitch patriarchy thing.
Yeah, I guess Nick Wayne got a match against him. Christian got his, and now Killswitch does too. He made him look like, you know, super strong. I guess my question is why? He's had three singles matches in a year. Are we starting a push? Like a mid-card push where he's going to start beating guys and get mid-card title shots? If not, I don't understand why we're having the top guy, who now we know is facing what I think a lot of people think of as the top guy in the whole world, in a month at Forbidden Door, why he's struggling to beat a dude who's had three singles matches in a year. Like, I think it did make him look really strong, and the match was good, but the overall context of what Killswitch has been, it doesn't feel like it's earned, and there are already voices that are being like, Swerve isn't being booked strong enough, or all this kind of stuff. I don't know if I agree with that, but this certainly gives the naysayers a point, you know, in their conversation. I didn't understand why he had to kick out of both of those things, unless, again, it's building to something for Killswitch. if he just goes away and his next singles match, which he might lose, is in 3 months, then it didn't do anything, and I don't understand why we did it at all. But it was a good match, I suppose.
Crazy 101 says, who do you think Swerve will face it all in? Well, I'll tell you the direction I think that everything else is going later this evening, but I'm going to have to say, listen, if Omega's back, he's facing Okada for sure.
Right.
God, it's hard for me to believe it'll be Jack Perry in that spot, although that coming full circle would be kind of funny. I think it'll be Danielson. I thought that too,
but like WrestleDream is basically a month from then in Washington, and they're both Washington State boys. Like, I feel like you could do it there.
I think you could do it at both.
I mean, well, you could do it at both. You could certainly do it. You know, honestly, time limit draw and then run it back again in a month. I mean, sure. Yeah.
We have TV time with Chris Jericho. I am sad to report that this absolutely humps, Alex, and I will not hear any different.
God, man, you can't. No, I finally had you on my side with this. This was the worst thing that's ever been on television. What are you talking about? Give me the pros. Give me the pluses in the favor of this segment.
The set rules. The set rules. Javon the Legend says, I wanted Jericho to take a break too, but this is the most entertaining he's been since the Lost. Great stuff. Meanwhile, C. Delgado says, insane show other than Jericho. Alex is right. So, Brian Keith, first off, Brian Keith can cut a great promo. I'll tell you.
Why are you doing it here, though?
Well, let's see. Reg, an actual friend of Brian Keith, is excited for this. And he is not a proponent of Jericho.
Hey, does Reg know what happens to people who hang out with Chris Jericho, for how their careers are then skyrocketed beyond?
The track record is not good.
Oh, does
Jericho
it not?
Vortex.
I hadn't noticed that the track record was not, in fact, good.
The track record's real bad, actually. It's terrible.
It's terrible, horrible. Isn't it?
It's another real guy, bad.
His on-screen best friend who was single faction with him just had his contract run out, and he's out of the company now. Bye-bye, Jake Hager. Hanging out with Chris Jericho all that while sure did wonders for your career.
Alex, I don't care. I'm ready to take my bandaged and already burned hand and touch the stove one more time. I am so ready because... Big Bill dubbed the Learning Tree disciples as bad apples.
No, Brian Keith is the bad apple because of why he was yelling at everybody. Big Bill is a redwood, and Brian Keith is a bad apple.
It's so good. Jericho as this smarmy little bitch. I like it. Tyrone Kidd says, I'm here to be under the learning pawpaw. Hulak City says, oh, actually, you know, that one can be saved for the gauntlet. Meet Norman says, Alex, the word you're looking for here is apoplectic when talking about the learning tree. At least Samoa Joe is Hook's new dad. So Hook does show up and he was about to run in, but Samoa Joe stops him, whispers in his ear, and they cut a promo together. Backstage, by the way, Jericho
Samoa
like,
Joe does
bye guys, which I like. And also Jericho said, you know, they dropped me on my head and it still really smarts. I loved it, Alex. It's so stupid.
It's horrendous. I'm tired of pretending, and I will not sit idly by and just recuse myself from discussions of this. It is awful.
Why is it awful? Please explain. Please go in depth.
Listen, the gimmick isn't a terrible one. It's just terrible as performed by Chris Jericho. He's like, somehow this guy is really bad at doing fake insincere. To me, he is. I don't buy his fake insincerity. Listen, this is the thing about it, is that he's gaslighting everybody by being like, oh, Everybody says I have too much TV time. I know, I'll call my new thing TV time. No, but that's not going to make the people who hate you like you now. You know what I mean? Like, he's one of the most reviled performers in weekly wrestling television right now. People don't want to see him. Not everybody. Obviously, you like him. Then there are a good portion of people who do like him. But the people who don't like him tell me they turn off the television when he is on. I don't think AEW or WBD want that. So, like, I mean, I don't know, man. It's just, it's just certainly not for me.
I heard a good Fozzy song on the radio the other day, actually.
Liar, none such exist.
I heard one. Yeah, I wish could remember which one it was. I didn't Shazam it, but I was like, damn, this is good. Who is it? And I was like, is this Fozzy? Damn. Grapple Geekery says, Denise and Reg going on later means I can hear Alex's reaction to that Jericho segment live. It was a waste of TV time, better used for Saraya versus Mariah. Well, one wasn't compromised for the other. Right. That much I'll tell you. Chi-Town Spurs says, it's awful. I never need to see Jericho again. Tony Miller says, the Jericho segment was death. Alex is 100% right. Force of Will says, Andre Chase needs to call his lawyer after that TV time segment. Oh, Jambeard, here we go. Here we go. Hey, guys, drop some apples in the chat. That's what I got to say.
All right, cool.
Patrick says, Alex is right. Under no circumstances do you got to hand it to Jericho.
You don't have to hand it to him. It's true.
Crazy 101 says, Alex, we are all bad apples. I hated the segment.
Yep.
Jambeard says, sorry, Alex, I'm under the learning tree. It's his best gimmick since the Le Champion. Well, that ain't exactly a high bar, buddy. I gotta throw that one there myself.
All of his gimmicks have been ass. Like, I don't know what we're doing here.
Yeah, like listen, if that's the bar we're clearing, like oh, get me the shovel. He says, just call me Bad Apple Jambeard. Amanda says, I'm so sorry, Alex. I know you tried to help with my intervention. It's not getting better. He's now got an SRS on his side.
No, it's horrible.
Yep. This was great television right here. Whew. Ooh. Jambeard says, Swerve versus heel elite hanger at Wembley. That's one I could see too. I could absolutely see that.
Yeah, I could. I could certainly see that.
John Moxley defeated Rocky Romero in a title eliminator match. Good match. You know what's going on here. Rocky Romero is wrestling. Sure. He's the forbidden door. He eats an L here.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if you have any insight on this. I don't understand why you even have the match with Takeshita and call it an eliminator match if you're just going to pin Takeshita. Just have it be the title match. And if you're going to pin him, anyway, just have it before the title, and then he loses it. Like, it just felt really weird.
That's why I thought he was going to win. Then I thought about it, and I was like, man, New Japan didn't want Eddie Kingston losing when he was holding their stuff. But listen, I know a place where you're not going to have to take any L's. NordVPN.com/Fightful. Right now, save big. Get 4 months extra at NordVPN.com/Fightful. There's lots of pay-per-views this year, this summer. UFC pay-per-views gone crazy. Well, change your virtual location with one click and get those prices that you can get overseas. Hey, maybe you don't want to watch commercials on AEW. Well, guess what? You can use NordVPN.com/Fightful, subscribe to overseas services, and watch AEW in full without commercials. Maybe you really, really missed Liv Morgan kissing, or I don't know, attacking Dominic Mysterio the other day. Well, if you were watching on TNT Sports like me, you got to witness that. You might end up getting subpoenaed, but you got to witness it. NordVPN.com/Fightful works on all your devices. They got file encryption tools, password managers, threat protection, everything, and 24/7 tech support. So if you're saying, hot diggity darn, I don't know how to use that, 24/7 support helps you do it. Also, football season, it is very, very useful. Denise told me that her husband started to use NordVPN.com/Fightful to watch local games. If you're a baseball fan like me, it's impossible to watch baseball without NordVPN. So go ahead exclusive deal right now at NordVPN.com/Fightful. Save big, get 4 months extra, and they got a 30-day money-back guarantee. How do we feel about it?
Why am I watching like Chad Gable in Dockers threatening to whip a guy with a belt rather than that? I should be watching Chad Gable doing that every Monday.
Was he going to hit Otis in the ass or the back?
Oh, he's definitely going to spank him. He was gonna be like a little boy because I'm going to hurt you. This is going to hurt me more than hurts you. Absolutely. Yeah, no, don't do that. Agree. Don't do that. Go full Perk Gable. Let's go.
Yep. Got to agree. Ed says Jericho might be more palatable if the rest of the product were at its peak, but it's bad TV in the middle of okay TV. That's a fair assessment. Don Callis was going to present a Don Callis family contract to Orange Cassidy. And Orange Cassidy wasn't having it. And Chris Statlander comes out and she says, you know what? On behalf of my best friend, I accept. And then Trent levies the attack. All right, I'm willing to see this. This is a very Don Callis heavy show on Sunday. Don't need that necessarily, but Don Callis with Trent and with Takeshita could be good, or they could all fall into the same old stuff that we have seen with Callis and Jericho, where they just lose to a bunch of people. Hopefully it isn't that, because they're both very good. Before we talk about Chris Statlander at great length, which we're going to do, what did you think about this Swervsky here? Because right now, Trent has motivation to want some help because he hasn't beaten Orange Cassidy.
Sure. And obviously, Don Callis needs to fill out the ranks a little bit more. Will Hobbs is injured. It's just Takeshita. Nobody believes Ospreay is actually a member of the Callis family. Kyle Fletcher, I feel like if Ospreay were to branch out and then leave the Callis family, that Kyle Fletcher would probably go with him. So Don Callis, if he wants the family to stay a thing, should get more people. The problem I had with this was that from the very beginning of Don Callis like showing interest in Orange Cassidy, that never seemed plausible or at all likely to happen. It didn't make any sense for Cassidy to wind up with Don Callis. And the thing was like, oh, this is a way to get Trent Beretta with them. And I figured that out a month ago, and it just has kept going into. So this swerve just felt like, well, obviously this isn't happening. And when he ripped the contract up, I was like, yeah, was there anybody who thought he was going to sign the contract? Because that, like, they did a really bad job of making it feel like Orange Cassidy needed Don Callis's help, because he beat Trent Beretta twice by himself. He didn't need anybody's help. So there was no drama in whether or not he was going to sign. So I thought that, I mean, Trent is with Don Callis, and that's the ends I assumed they were going to go for, and they got there, and that's good. But the means through which they got there, I felt like it was just running in place for a while. So, yeah.
Well, let's talk about this just unbelievably good Stokely and Chris Statlander promo.
Amazing. Amazing.
Force of Will said Chris turning on OC hurt more than Trent turning. I got to admit, after the Trent thing on Sunday, I was like, what's going on here? Because it looked like he walked out on the company, and I'm like, okay, 5 years since Double or Nothing. Maybe the contract's up. They got a bunch of them. But then I was like, wait, they got him a new theme. They're not going to use his resources. Joker says Don Callis should have been the devil, not Adam Cole. He was building his family at the time and was the most hated man in the company. Could have springboarded a lot of careers off of the following feuds. Well, there were no following feuds because MJF was hurt. Like, so his shoulder was hanging there. I don't, unless they had extended creative plans, I don't think that was going to work. It wasn't going to happen.
I think that the reason all that kind of really fell apart is that both Cole and MJF were injured. If it was just Cole and MJF was healthy enough to continue, then yeah, a different group that he could have feuded with would have been really good for that group. But if Cole was healthy and MJF had to go away, then you could like do a thing where Adam Cole somehow became the champion and moved on from there. But like with both of them hurt, I don't know what you could have done.
So Chris Statlander and Stokely are backstage, where I think is the best place, best scenario for this promo as laid out. Stokely walks down the specific moment in time where he and Chris recognized that it was time to get out of this relationship with Willow. And it's when they felt Willow was being very greedy about the TBS title, because Chris had sort of called dibs. She called shotgun on the title.
Sure. She wanted it back. And she felt like she was owed that. Sure.
Yes. Stokely says this woman has recovered from two ACL surgeries. Meanwhile, all these bitches in the back get a sinus infection and don't want to come to work. And he says, and before you get mad, I'm talking about the men, not the women. And then Chris cuts this great promo about how she has to clean up everybody's mess and she is the protector. And they know that if they go out and they get themselves in some stuff, Chris Statlander will be there to help pick up the pieces for them. It was so like effortless. Like, we hadn't seen Chris cut many live promos. We hadn't seen Willow cut many live promos.
Yeah.
And now they're killing it on promos. And not only that, they got a guy named Stokely Hathaway involved, who's better than almost everybody else in wrestling at cutting promos. This is already off to a wonderful start. And what we saw on Sunday was Deonna and Thunder Rosa, a match without the title attached to it on a big stage. Good. This, a match without the title attached to it on a big stage on en route. Good. We need that. That's what you need. That way you don't have somebody showing up cold after not being on TV for months or just wrestling on Rampage.
Yeah.
Challenging for titles. This owned. They dominated these promos.
Yeah, it was great. I thought Stokely did his job really, really well. And Statlander made it clear that she doesn't need somebody to speak for her. She can do it herself. But it is a partnership with her and Stokely. I think they're a good act together. Remember, it was Stoke wanted Stat, and basically Stat was like, no, you got to bring Willow into this too. And he was like, ah, fine. That was how this whole thing started. So he got what he wanted, was just the two of them together. I loved her promo. I certainly thought that if they were going to do the turn of Stat on Willow, it was going to be as part of a Stat sides with Mercedes thing. At Double Nothing, I was confused as to why they didn't do that. But this promo made it crystal clear. I'm done being the bodyguard. I'm done being anybody's protector. For Willow, or it makes the perfect sense of why she wouldn't be recruited by Mercedes to be Mercedes's heavy. I'm done doing all that. This is for me now. I'm doing this for me, which is a great Willow versus Statlander grudge feud. And I'm assuming that Statlander would say, once I'm done with you, then I'm going to go take back my rightful property, the TBS title, from Mercedes. I feel like most people would expect Willow to win that feud, but there's a lot of really cool stuff you can do with a babyface everybody loves who's always happy, and drop them down to their lowest and let the crowd bring them back up. So if she loses the feud with Statlander and feels like she's got nothing else, the crowd can bring her back up and they can feel the agency that they are doing to get her back on track, so that when in a year she gets that TBS title back, maybe from Statlander this time, oh, well, now you got something for Willow to have a nice long reign with a title. This was always going to be a transition from Hart to Mercedes, and I think you have a great opportunity for her to chase with a fantastic story. And once she gets that title back, then it's hers for a while.
Sepha says, fun episode tonight. Excited for heel Statlander. How do we feel about the complication Ospreay and Swerve causes? We will discuss that later on. I'm excited for heel Statlander as well.
Yeah.
An incredible first impression. Just an incredible first impression. Mm-hmm. And look at her. Like, you want her dominating the matches that she's in instead of selling the whole time.
No, for sure.
Jambeard says, give me Stat, Trent, OC, Willow, hardcore tag match, maybe at Forbidden Door. I think that match is coming. I think it comes within the next 3-4 weeks, honestly.
Yeah.
Matthew Hook says, why isn't Mercedes heel? Where's Camille need faces? Well, let's go ahead and talk about that. Mercedes Moné comes out, and by the way, Matthew Hooks, who does Hooked in Voiceover, sponsored the Fightful Awards and does other sponsorships. Yeah. She does the TBS Championship celebration. She says, wasn't I worth the wait? You got to see the greatest of all time come out. And of course, that got some scoffs online. But hey, you know what? I'm glad she's confident about herself. She should be.
Yeah.
Then Sky Blue pops up. Mercedes up here. The old gender. Got her with the old gender, and then reveals that she attacked Mercedes. Well, this match gets set up for tonight, which is rare in AEW.
Yeah, oh, very rare.
And I like it. Do it every so often. Every so often, sure. And they stepped up. They did TBS title, Mercedes versus Sky Blue. Mercedes gets the win. A shorter match in general, but hey, you want to get those reps underneath Mercedes while you can, and we'll talk about the aftermath to follow, but the promo and the match itself, how'd you feel?
I liked that they included, you know, the backstory of I was the one who attacked you, because there was that thing that was like hanging over, like I think the lights went out, which leads you to believe it's a Julia Hart thing, but then again, she could have been easily framed for it or whatever. I like that they closed that loophole, that little plot hole, and they said, okay, it was Sky who did it, probably at the behest of Julia, and then her attacking her. Yeah, that's why you have the match. That was why you have the her just coming out here and getting a title match for those of people who were like, why do people just get title matches? In this case, Sky Blue says, remember when I hit you in the back of the head a couple of months ago? Also, I'm gonna surprise you from behind and you know, do a TKO to you now. Do you wanna fight me? Let's go for your title, and then the match is made.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thought the match was fine. It was short.
Yeah, it existed.
It was good. And I think that Mercedes needs an alternate finisher for somebody the size of Willow.
I do too.
I liked it against Sky Blue because you can do it against somebody who's around your size. But against somebody like Willow, it did not look right. So I don't understand what was wrong with the bank statement. Call it somebody else. Call it something else now. But that was a really cool looking thing, particularly if you do it against women who are flexible. Like Charlotte Flair taking the bank statement looked like the most painful thing in the world. You find somebody who can really take that thing, it always looks really cool. So I guess I'm here to see how long this cocky babyface thing for Mercedes lasts. I think she's always been better heel. So we'll see where that goes at this point. But for now, they're not having her continue a feud with Willow. It looks like they're going to do Willow versus Stat. And so she's going to move on now to somebody else.
So FightfulSelect.com, best $5 in the business. We got a Discord over there. It's a wonderful community. We do live chats that are they're lit, man, during Dynamite. And I casually dropped, hey guys, Stephanie Vacker is backstage at AEW Dynamite tonight. Mm-hmm. And we saw a video package that fortunately highlighted her. Then she came out, raised her title belt up. Mercedes raised hers up. That's what we're getting at Forbidden Door. If you've seen her work,
You're going to like it. Yes. I get a feeling something very good's going to happen. Pardon me. If you speak Spanish, Denise did a great interview with her in Spanish. I read the subtitles of it about 6 months ago. Check that out as well. But this is going to be good, man. Like, she has really, really emerged over the last couple of years, especially. But I like this. You want Mercedes wrestling these types of matches. And I'll tell you what, man, Mercedes wrestling her is going to be big for her career as well, because a right. lot of people are going to familiarize themselves with her after this match.
Yeah, this is a rematch from a match they had last year. So I like that they have like a history that allows this to happen. This is Forbidden Door allows there to be some really cool ideas for what to do with your titles. And I'm very excited that we're getting this with Mercedes. And then really looking forward to seeing where the storylines take Mercedes through into the summer.
John Black says, I don't know what's better, SRS's drop toe hold or his ad reads. Listen, I'm pretty confident in saying I got one of the best drop toe holds in wrestling. I got a good one. Got a real good one. Mm-hmm. New Lack City says, as much as I can't stand Jericho, there's three positives about the learning tree. They're aware of the last Jericho Vortex failures and are playing off of it. It shines a light on Brian Keith and Big Bill more than before, and it drives Alex crazy.
I would argue that if they had kept the tag team of Ricky Starks and Big Bill together, they were doing great. There was no need to break up that act. They were fantastic together. And if you keep them at the top of the tag division, then the light is still shined on him. Also, it doesn't matter if a light is shined on you. If after the faction invariably disintegrates, your career is in the tank. Because that's what happens with everybody who sides with Jericho for longer than 5 minutes.
For those of you who are trying to find out how to use the Discord, listen, I can't help with that. But if you type in Discord in our search bar on Patreon, you will find it. Is the AEW AAA partnership officially over now? I wouldn't expect to see much involvement there. Everybody, like right now, CMLL is the bell of the ball.
Yeah.
Daniel Garcia wants the international title. He says that he wants to take his muddy boots and walk all over the red carpet and says he wants to rise up the ranks. Well, I got great news for Daniel Garcia. He ain't gotta. You can just say, I want a title shot and get it.
Right. I didn't know there were rankings anymore. They stopped saying anything about him a couple months ago. I didn't know there were rankings for the international title specifically. Yes. And here's the thing about this to me that makes me kind of sad is I thought that top two or three people to wind up being the next TNT champion should be Daniel Garcia. And the fact that he's like, I want Will Ospreay, and the fact that Will Ospreay is not even defending that title at Forbidden Door means that they don't really have anything for Daniel Garcia, certainly not the TNT title. Now, I could be proven wrong, and he could wind up in that ladder match, but it seems weird to be calling out Will Ospreay and not saying, whatever it takes, get me in whatever match is being decided for the TNT title, because that belt and I have unfinished business. Because honestly, after his match with Christian Cage at Revolution, he and the belt should have unfinished business.
Luis notes that Nick Wayne, Commander, QT Marshall, Jeff Jarrett, all scheduled for the next AAA Mania show or Triple Mania show later this month. Well, QT, that is of his own volition. That much I'll tell you. He is not an in-ring performer there. So, yeah, there is still some integration. There is more of a focus on the CMLL, though. I also wanted to address this, even though this is like not a super chat. I got this a lot. Somebody said, did AEW figure fighters blatantly rip off the Fightful logo? No. In fact, I raised hell to Jimmy in 2016 because I felt the Fightful logo blatantly ripped off the Throwdown MMA logo because I used to wear their MMA gear. And Fear Factory and any number of things with an FF that are different directions. I hated our logo. That's why I got rid of the damaged logo, and we got that one up there.
Yeah.
It's a lot cleaner. But no, absolutely not. They did not rip off our logo. Didn't happen. But hey, here's a way to rip off BetOnline AG. Just listen to us. make some money. We had 12 of 13 picks correct on AEW Double or Nothing this past week. We've had 9 underdog locks hit since our partnership started in December. 9. Yeah. Everything we said that that has been an underdog lock ended up happening, from Liv Morgan last weekend all the way back to Samoa Joe at World's End. And you might say, wait, I can bet on wrestling? What? Yep, you sure can. BetOnline.ag. That's where we've gotten our odds from all the time, whether it be boxing, MMA, pro wrestling, or Drake versus Kendrick Lamar betting odds. We've got them all from BetOnline.ag. The earliest lines, fastest payout, the best bonuses, and whether it's basketball, baseball, UFC, soccer, you know, gridiron football, anything you got, BetOnline.ag has you covered. They also have a lot of great games like roulette, blackjack, and the like. The highest credit card acceptance, a safe and secure environment. You want to check this out. They've also got odds for all of those in which we mentioned. 25 years they've been trusted online by millions. And they got a $10,000 UFC 302 props challenge right now. Check them out. BetOnline.ag. If you have ever seen betting odds on my Twitter, on Fightful Select, they've come from there. And finally, I hit them up and I said, let's do business. I like your VIP rewards program, by golly. So let's do it. BetOnline.ag. Please leave a thumbs up on this video, guys. I want to get to 300,000 thumbs up on this video. That's what I would like. Yeah.
Wow.
I want 300,000.
You know what? Set your goals high.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. 300,000 would be nice. Young Bucks come out. They hand out awards to people. Like, yeah. They're awarding their team for winning.
They come bearing gifts.
They do.
As they said.
And Okada shuts down CM Punk chants by saying, "Shut up, bitches," which gets an enormous pop.
Yeah.
So I had heard when Okada came in, like they were, especially Tony Khan. Tony Khan had long viewed Okada as a top American wrestling heel. Well, he was right. Mm-hmm. He was absolutely right, because that's this great. Has been fantastic. They got Okada a Lambo, and Okada is, oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Is this a dream?
Is this a dream? Then he pretends to cry and he's stone faced. Yep. And I'm like, who's he healing there? Yeah, is he great. Healing the Bucks?
I don't know, man. It's so great.
But it rules. It's so good. Parker says heel Okada is just so funny. Okada was the MVP of the Elite segment. Ricardo says, shut up, bitches. Love for Boost says, Okada is the foreign exchange student you teach bad words to. He's the heel I never knew I needed. No, I don't think he is, because he's more cunning than everybody else there. Yes. Like, you can't pull one over on him.
Nope.
He's really good. Oh, just the Okada integration. Let's talk about that first, Alex.
No, Okada's amazing. From like one of the first things he did with one of the first things he did with Marvez was like, wish him a happy birthday. Happy birthday. No. Sing it. he's been a great all the whole time. So I'm really looking forward also to seeing what they have for him moving forward too, because not only obviously is he doing a fantastic job as the character work, but I really love watching him wrestle.
Then the Young Bucks are about to award the TNT Championship to Jack Perry, because if you haven't watched since Sunday, Edge sustained a broken, was it fibia, tibia?
Fibia, I believe it was.
Broke his fibia.
Whatever.
Unfortunate. And I mean, what a lot of people expected after landing like that. Ooh. This very rarely would I have been okay with this type of thing.
Oh no. Yeah, honestly, I thought they were doing it, and I was like, because it's an ultimate heel move, like Perry not earning the belt. You know, like there's some really interesting like stuff there, but also yes, we would just give it to him because all of Everybody in the elite wears a belt, wears a title, except for this guy. So we're going to give it to him. Now, could he end up winning the ladder match that they ended up doing anyway? Sure. I think he'd be a great choice to win the ladder match, probably via somebody cheating on his behalf. But that would be an awesome opportunity for him to actually win it. But I do think he would be a really great way to do the TNT title. And there's no shortage of guys who would want you would want to feud with the elite as a whole, who would come after that belt. I thought they maybe should have done it, but we'll see what they do with this ladder match and who's in it.
So Christopher Daniels comes out and he is rehired as the interim EVP, which is a comical title.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of, they put Adam Pearce in the dryer jokes. And I'm like, you know, Christopher Daniels has been around just as long.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he's 5-star matches, very decorated man. Mm-hmm. Won the tag. Like, come on, what are we doing here? But he kind of messed up. He said there will be qualifier matches, mm-hmm. and then Friday, the winners will face each other at Forbidden Door for the title in a ladder match on Friday Dynamite.
Friday Dynamite will be the first qualifiers on Friday Night Dynamite. This was all great, and then I'm sorry, maybe even more so than Jericho, I am done with the Acclaimed. I do not understand why I have to watch Max Caster over and over again doing
not
stuff.
A good fit here. This was not a good fit.
I don't understand why we're forcing the Acclaimed into everything.
I saw somebody say, "Oh man, Billy Gunn's bigger than everybody there." Well, I wonder why.
Yeah, I don't know.
Come on.
I'm not really sure.
I'm excited for this ladder match.
The ladder Rob match, Wilkins, sure. Yeah.
Rob Wilkins says 62 more thumbs up. Get us to 300. Get us to 300,000.
Yeah.
You're here. Leave a thumbs up.
Mm-hmm.
All 300,000 of you that are probably going to watch this.
Yes. Yes.
What are we doing here? Yeah. Get in your super chats. Get in your humper chats. Jane Beard says, can we have Mystico in the ladder match? I think that'd be a good one. I think you need a mixture. This is a great way to integrate CMLL talent and New Japan talent as well.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
Especially New Japan talent that don't often get to do this.
I mean,
but starting on Rampage, Penta versus Takeshita in a qualifier.
Okay.
All right.
Interesting. Takeshita with the TNT title, especially if it's like coming off of somebody vacant. Takeshita with the TNT title is a great thing.
And I was posed this question on today's What Do You Guys Want to Talk About podcast. Like, what about a ladder match? And I was like, okay, well, you've got two tournaments and a gauntlet for top contendership. But in this situation, I feel like if they wouldn't have previously already advertised the gauntlet for top contendership, they probably just would have made it for the TNT title.
Yeah, but maybe.
They had already done that.
I mean, they're starting the Owen.
Yes.
So you don't want to do tournament and then immediately when that's over another tournament.
Well, they're doing it all.
Short
a battle royal right now is what they are of doing a full house. Well, then we got the AEW World Title Contender match. Now this is after a Swerve promo where he talked about all the people backstage. I thought this was a great tease. He looked off and he's like, I see former AEW stars. I see current champions. I see people from around the world.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I love that. That was a really nice little touch. But it started off with Switchblade and Pac, which was such a great touch. And there were some people I saw that were like, we were just pumped for Switchblade and Pac. Like it could have just been that.
Yeah, I kind of wanted that to be the match this past pay-per-view, and then let that build into the trio's title match with Death Triangle. But also, I don't feel like you're allowed to tell me five times during the entrances of how random the entrants are when the entrants are Jay White and Pac, who've been feuding for some for a month.
Fair. I gotta give Tony Khan a lot of credit. First off, I heard he had a big part in putting this together, along with Serpentico, QT, and who else did I hear? It was Colt Cabana. Colt Cabana helped put this together as well. Oh, wow. Yeah. So it's not easy to come up with new match types, especially something like this. And, you know, they've done Casino Ladder, Casino Battle Royal. I think they finally found their one. And I like the Casino Ladder match as well.
Yeah.
But everybody seems to like this. Crazy 101 talks about how fun it is. Chris says the Gauntlet match is the coolest surprise match I've ever seen. So much fun. Good.
Love it.
You've got a lot more room to get out of the ring and to do stunts and stuff like that. And to not, there's a lot more room to abandon psychology and have some fun here, Alex.
Yeah, this was amazing. It's so cool to get the 5-4-3-2-1 and who's it going to be when the options are so far out there that Leo Rush is apparently an option.
I want to talk about that momentarily.
We'll talk about that, but also that there's no chance of the person being like, oh, they're in it, and then they get eliminated 5 seconds later. Like, it's an actual match where people come down and some people are winded because they've been in there since the beginning. Some people are fresh, but everybody's trying to do crazy big moves to get pinfalls. It's built into it is the craziness of the finish.
Yes.
Where everyone is hitting the biggest move they possibly can to try and get a pinfall. It's great.
Great news, guys. We are 600 and are actually, no, sorry. We are only 299,000. 680 likes away from 300,000.
Wow.
So other people that pop up, Shota Umino, who has the connection to Will Ospreay, or not Will Ospreay, John Moxley.
Yeah.
Misiko. Gosh. But the one that I, also Orange Cassidy, Leo Rush is the one that I was very excited to see. And I heard that he might be coming in last week. And it's a type of thing I can't even break because what happens, right? You never know what might happen. First off, this made me very happy. I liked Leo Rush's stuff in AEW. I liked the direction the story was going. Only way I could have liked this more is if Dante Martin was also in the match and he went face to face with him. What I encourage people, if you watch this and you value anything we say, don't be that fucking idiot that anytime he does anything, you go, well, is he going to retire after this match? A guy who battled injuries and some mental health struggles and went through an awful lot, had to overcome negative perceptions within the wrestling industry, who retired one time, mind you, one time, and then decided to come back.
Yeah.
Don't be that guy. The joke has been told. Not only has it been told, it's been told way too many times. Yeah. It ain't funny. It stopped being funny about 2.5-3 years ago.
Yeah.
And it was barely funny then. I was so happy to see Leo Rush here as well. Chi-Town Spurs says, CMLL rules. I've kept my subscription since BCC showed up at Arena Mexico. They have so much talent. Nice to see them incorporated. Yeah, it is. It really, really is. Well, everything else here appears to be about what is going to happen. And what is going to happen is Ospreay and Swerve.
Yeah.
Tom LaValle, by the way, I'll sneak this one in. Acclaimed tagging? No. Bowen Solo? Yes. Let's go. I don't have confidence that he would get booked consistently. Honestly, I wish he would. But Will Ospreay wins, and he's facing Swerve. James says, Ospreay, Swerve, let's go. And what I'm going to do is ask Luis to collect all the ones that speculate on how the match will go. Because, Alex, I want your thoughts on doing Ospreay and Swerve. Now, I get it. He is the international champion. But in my opinion, this is to put the international title specifically on the level of the world title, 1A, 1B, like you and I had talked about prior.
Yeah.
And also, I see a lot of people saying, Well, why would you book this? Neither one can lose. Good.
Yeah, yeah.
Good. I want more of that in wrestling.
Yeah. What when it's neither one can lose, and it's really like, well, if this person loses, then the story you've been building for so many months kind of just fizzles and goes away. Those are the things for me where I go, no one can lose. But when it's two guys at the top and they're fighting each other to see which one is actually the top guy, then yeah, we got to pick one. You got to pick one to lose.
Macho Man Randy Savage used to fight to lose matches clean because he said that he was good enough to stay over.
Yeah.
And Will Ospreay knows that he's good enough to stay over. Oh, for Swerve sure. knows that he's good enough to stay over. I fully expect Swerve to win this match. But
I mean, like, you could easily do a finish or an angle post-match that or something that happens even leading up to the match that if Swerve were to lose this, you book immediately for a rematch at All In. You know what I mean? Like, there are easily ways of doing it so that it feels like, or you, I mean, it's, listen, would it feel a little bit maybe anticlimactic, but it is kind of an AEW staple at this point. You do the time limit draw and you figure, I mean, I don't know. Like, there's a lot of stuff you could do here. I expect Will to lose, but he's the international champion. So provided he doesn't lose that belt before the match with Swerve, he'll still be a champion afterward, and then you just give him a guy to beat for that title afterwards and a few more, and all of a sudden he's lost one match in 6 months in the company going into All In, and I don't feel like at that point you can say, well, then he's ruined or buried or anything like that.
I don't think that they had the plan to do this match at All In, but they saw the demand for it. And I think they have other plans at All In, and this is their way of doing this there. Kylie says, Dynamite was mostly good. Had a lot of fun with that main event. But Swerve Ospreay is going to be amazing. I didn't want that now. Colt says, love the Casino Gauntlet step. Any chance Ospreay wins at Forbidden Door and they absorb international belt and a world title. They have no plans to absorb the international title. No. None for that. I don't know if he'll win or lose, but they have no plans to absorb it. If anything, they're going to accentuate that title.
Yeah.
Nulak City says, my guy Alex, tonight was a really fun show. Shocked by, he says, with the exception of Jericho. Shocked by Swerve and Ospreay. This tells me Ospreay is not winning the belt yet. What say you guys? As I look through the chat here, I say Swerve wins this match.
Yeah, no, Swerve. I think will win the match, and I think that it'll be match of the year contender, and I think that that it'll set up something within it to be like, this isn't the end for these two guys. I don't think they're gonna do. I honestly don't think that if Will were to lose, they would do a rematch at All In, but could they do a rematch down the line? Could Swerve hold the title long enough that Will Ospreay ends up getting a rematch several months after Forbidden Door and he's the actual guy to beat Swerve for that title? Absolutely, that could happen. There's a lot of stuff you could do here, but I feel like this is not a, hey, let's get Will and Swerve to have a match and Swerve wins, and then Ospreay is, like, quote unquote, ruined after this. I don't feel like any of that is a thing that could happen, but it could easily lead to a longer overarching story between both of them. And I think that's really good for AEW and both guys.
Joker says, pumped. I just realized the show I'm going to in Buffalo is the go home show for Forbidden Door for the championship. Right. The only way I think Swerve wins is turning heel again. Well, let's talk about how people think the match will go. I think that with Swerve, it will be a case-by-case basis. What I liked the most about early AEW was the choose-your-own-adventure based on what month it was, on Jon Moxley, on, you know, a lot of that early talent. And depending on who they faced, you decided if you wanted to cheer or boo them. We've got... C. Delgado says Ospreay goes for the Tiger driver, hesitates, and Swerve wins. I could see that, especially with Swerve, because they are friends. Like, it's documented. They're friends.
Yeah, I could see that, too.
We've also got Mr. Showtime saying, unless it's a screwy finish, how do they keep the belt on Swerve? I feel like they are rushing both the match and Swerve title reign. SGS for life.
I mean, I guess we'll have to see if they rushed it or not. I mean, if rushing it feels to me like they're doing this match earlier than I guess I thought they might have done it. But I think doing this now, especially if you have Swerve win, means that his title reign is legitimate, no matter how long it is. But I also feel like it is the catalyst for a long and productive, with many good defenses, title reign. Because I also feel like if Ospreay were to lose this match, I don't feel like Swerve ends up losing the title without having another one somewhere down the line with Will Ospreay. So I think there's Riga a lot of stuff there to do.
Call me crazy. I think Forbidden Door, Will is either screwed out of a title or they draw, or a third is added to lose. Then Will goes on to win the Owen and earn a rematch for All In to win it there. I think Forbidden Door is the preview of the All In match. I don't think they're going to do it at All In. Like, I don't know what necessarily they have planned, but I don't think that's going to happen. I could see a draw, honestly. I could 100% see something like that for sure.
I could see it for sure.
Omar says, I can't put into specific words what that feeling is, but that Dynamite had it. Awesome show. So is Ospreay going to defend his international title as a way to excuse him of losing whose house? It can't be the end of that reign already. I don't think you risk him possibly getting injured with a match of the magnitude of Swerve.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't, it does feel, I honestly, before this, I was really interested to see who faced Will Ospreay at Forbidden Door for the international title. Like, I was thinking it'd be kind of cool to see Will Ospreay defending the international title against, I don't know, Hacero and pick a guy from New Japan. You know what I mean? In a triple threat match. It's the international title. I thought for sure they were going to do something like that at Forbidden Door. So it feels odd that that title won't be defended at an international pay-per-view like Forbidden Door. But man, I'm not going to say no to Swerve versus Will Ospreay anytime I can get it.
Vicky says, Ospreay, loved it. Not what I expected, but I enjoyed it. Poor Orange out on an island alone. What about Darby now? Thoughts? I think Darby's probably going to just heal up now.
I hope. Yeah.
Just yeah. I think that's what's happening, Vicky. By the way, guys, get in your super chats. Get in your humper chats. We're heading down the home stretch. Please leave us a thumbs up. We are just a smidge under that 300,000 goal. Mr. Showtime says, I'm all for the match. Just feels rushed to me. I understand why some people feel that way, but also I want matches like this. You know what? If they put Braun Breaker in a world title match in a month or two, I probably wouldn't hate it.
Right.
I would probably be like, oh, wait, they are immediately establishing somebody as a main event guy. Well, that's what you need instead of just, you know, wallowing around in the mid card for a while.
In kayfabe, when somebody becomes the champion, there should be a bunch of people ready right there wanting a title shot, and the best people in your company should be those people. Oftentimes, you see somebody become a champion, and they line up a string of people who you know for a fact are not winning that title. It's like, I believe Swerve will win, but certainly I have more doubt with him versus Will Ospreay than with him versus pick another name. Because with Will Ospreay creates the most doubt possible for me in a match with Swerve Strickland.
We got Amir saying, I thought they were going to do Swerve MJF at Door since Long Island. And MJF said, don't need New Japan or Vince McMahon. Ospreay and Swerve, so crazy. I love it. They've got a lot of options right now. And the benefit is, I don't think you need to do matches like Christian versus Swerve moving forward. Now you're going to have Hangman back. You've got MJF, you got Swerve, and it's not me minimizing Christian's impact. Right. It's just, he came off of a TNT title loss. Like that's it.
Right.
So, I think you've got enough top talent to where you can work that in. John Moxley will eventually lose that that IWGP title, but right now he's their guy too. That's another top talent. You got Danielson. You got a lot of people.
Yeah.
Got a Humper Chat saying, I still don't like this match being here. It shouldn't be an AEW guy versus Swerve at Forbidden Door. SGF for life. I'm okay with it. Like, to me, I don't know what other match could have made the same marquee effect.
Right.
I'll do, like, I Shingo would have been good, sure. Yeah. Tanahashi ain't it anymore.
No.
Like maybe Naito, maybe that's it. But
like there's a couple of guys who are in AEW who, you know, last year were in New Japan, who if they were fighting Swerve this year, you'd be like, that makes sense. But they've got guys who were injured. They've got people who kind of got picked over and aren't around. And I don't feel like there's anything that matches not just the big fight feel, but the huge fight feel of Will Ospreay versus Swerve.
Warhammer says, I've never been more shook by a match result than tonight in 5 years of AEW. Not ready for Will Swerve. I think I want Swerve to retain. Man, I kind of like that people feel like this, man. Like, I know a lot of people are like all in. Okay, well then what do you think is going to happen? Wouldn't the match be painfully predictable? Maybe it is now as well, but that wasn't their plan. And they're going to be able to go back to this match an awful lot.
Yeah.
Peanut Butter Joshua says, nothing like a live Dynamite. Love you guys. Well, we love you too. We love you too. D. Grayson says, going to Forbidden Door Live. Very excited, but it doesn't fit the theme of the show. Also could have sworn that was the all-in main event. That's not been the plan. Says, if they want to unify titles, I don't think the international title is the one that should go. They are not unifying the titles as best I know right now, unless something changes. But if I were going to unify a title, I would Continental or... Right. TNT, like anything but that one, anything but the international title, because Orange Cassidy worked his ass off to, I thought it was ridiculous when they said he leveled it up. And then I was like, damn it. You know what he did? He did do that.
Mm-hmm.
Alex, what do you got?
We got stuff on Fightful Select. We're doing the Sour Grab show over there every Monday and also Friday and also Saturday, usually. I think, is it next week? Yes, yeah, next week. We got Battleground. We got Forbidden Doors open in NXT and TNA, baby. The Forbidden Doors are everywhere. They're popping up everywhere. So we're going to be doing that show as well. There's lots of things to be doing. And I went through my calendar with my wife and blocked off all of the weekends where I will not be available to go and do like family stuff. Oh, sorry. I can't make it to your second cousin's wedding. I got a big pay-per-view that night. So there's a lot this summer and we'll be covering all of it over on Fightful Select.
Kyle O'Reilly, Will Ospreay announced for Collision. The clip of Leo Rush just came across again, that offense against Claudio. Yeah. I'm so happy for him. He's so happy. The crowd chanted Leo at him as well. Nice redemption story. Guys, we are all over the place, but FightfulSelect.com and at YouTube.com/Fightful. We're on podcast platforms everywhere. So please leave us a nice review. We're on Threads, Facebook, all that good stuff. Thank you guys. So actually, wait, Amir says, do you think Hangman Swerve at all in then? I think it's a possibility.
I think it's a
solid possibility there for sure. Yep. Guys, until next time, we're out.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.